Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, it's time to talk a little South Carolina Gamecocks. We are still getting you South Carolina fans here in the upstate ready for Sunday season opener in Atlanta against Virginia Tech. We go to the phone lines where we're joined by Jordan Kay, the state's segment every Thursday, 3:22 p.m. right here on The Fan Upstate, talking Gamecocks with Jordan Kay. Jordan, what do you expect the turnout to be in Atlanta, in the bins, in terms of just how many Gamecock fans make the trip and also how many more Gamecock fans you think will be there than Hokie fans?
Yeah, I'm thinking there's probably 30,000, maybe more South Carolina fans. And wow. I don't know about Virginia Tech, maybe 15, 20,000. I'm not sure their alumni base in Atlanta. But last I heard, South Carolina was pretty close to selling out its allotment of 25,000 tickets. And then you got to think however many more thousand are just buying the tickets through, you know, a third party or StubHub or whatever. Yeah, I think it's going to be pretty big. I'd probably think that at least 70-30 South Carolina, Virginia Tech, and then a few stragglers who just want to go see a football game on Sunday.
Jordan, I saw in Shane Beamer's media availability on Tuesday, he said the team was pretty healthy. Might want to check my sources to get the exact quote there, but pretty healthy doesn't mean all the way healthy. So can you give us any insight whatsoever on maybe any little nagging injuries that are going to hamper any guys on Sunday?
I haven't heard of anything too crazy. I mean, there's the three edge guys and Jaylen Brown, and there's another freshman. Those guys have long-term injuries, whether that's a couple weeks or the whole season, not quite sure. But, you know, they definitely don't have the depth they thought they would at the edge position. But other than that, no, there hasn't been anything crazy, which is kind of surprising for, you know, a team heading in after fall camp. So we'll see, obviously, if that changes on Sunday.
Jordan, the biggest news this week was about Razul Feijan and him being cleared to play right before the season kicks off. When you look at Sunday's matchup, obviously probably a few days ago, maybe a week or so ago, South Carolina, their staff started implementing the game plan for Virginia Tech. How much do you think Razul will be in the game plan, and how much Gamecock fans could expect to see him on Sunday?
A lot. I mean, I think Oscar Attaway is still the number one running back on this team and is going to get the starting nod and the most carries. But Rasul Faison is going to play a lot. He's going to play early and get a ton of carries. And if he shows out, I mean, Mike Shula is going to ride the hot hand. So this is a running back group that I think is really top heavy with Oscar Attaway and Rasul Faison. But we've been hearing a lot of good things out of camp from Isaiah Augustave, the Colorado transfer. So they do have some pieces, and with Faison, you actually start to feel good about the depth of South Carolina's running back room, and I think he's going to be a big, big part of that. So, yeah, you're going to probably see him on the first drive of the play or the game.
Jordan, style-wise, body size, I mean, I know South Carolina Gamecock fans, they're familiar with Oscar Attaway, 220-pound guy, but style-wise, how would you compare and contrast Oscar with Razul?
I think very similar in a lot of ways. Guys that can get to the outside, can make plays happen, can find holes. But I just think Faison, just in the film we watched, was just his cuts were just so sharp and crisp. Mm. And, you know, sometimes it's tough to tell because, you know, I was watching Attaway against, you know, LSU or whoever, and Faison's going up against Colorado State. So it's not exactly a one-to-one thing, but just on his film, it was pretty clear how, you know, well he moves in traffic and how he can find holes and cut and juke guys out.
Kind of piggy-tailing off of Diesel's question, Jordan, when you look at the two backs, I mean, do you think South Carolina fans could expect to see one used more often in short yardage situations or one maybe just out in the open?
No, I think they're really going to mix and match these guys. I don't think there's, hey, this is the short yardage guy or here's the first and 10 guy. Like I think the idea is both of these guys can almost be interchangeable doing anything. You know, we saw Oscar Attaway catch a couple passes last year. Rasul Faison did that very well at Utah State. And so, you know, that could also be a big piece of this. You know, who exactly is the better pass catcher? Like, I don't know that I've seen enough to be able to say one way or another, but that might dictate a lot, too, of, you know, when guys are out there on certain plays.
Talking to Jordan Kay of the State newspaper, as we're going to do every other week during the football season. Can you go a little bit into Nick Harbor's decision to step away from track, focus 100% on football? How did that decision, you know, come to be? And at the same time, how much has that really amped up his development and readiness going into week one?
Yeah, like this was not an easy thing for Nick Harbor. Like if you remember, you know, when he was coming out of high school as a five-star prospect, like his big thing in recruiting was like, whatever school I go to, like you've got to let me do track and football. And South Carolina let him do that. And hell, he was fantastic in track, qualified for the Olympic trials. Like his family loves track. This was, you know, arguably like kind of what he was just better at quicker was track. And I think after last season, a little bit disappointing in his numbers, and he's going into a year three when some people thought, you know, hey, he should be having, you know, I think when he came out of high school, people thought, hey, he's going to be in college 3 years and go to the NFL. And there was none of that talk. And I think he wanted to just say, hey, I got to give football my all. And so he doesn't do track in the spring, goes through spring ball for the first time in college, gets to work with Mike Furry for an entire off season, and just watched him this fall in limited just routes. It's so much cleaner, so much crisper. It's night and day. And so you see what he did at the end of the last season, and you know that, and it's hard not to think that he's going to have a big season in 2025.
You know, it's really interesting, Jordan, for people out there hearing you talk about the transition from track to football. Have you heard anything from him when it comes to just the conditioning, getting into football shape? For somebody out there listening that might be a Gamecock fan that might really not understand why someone who dedicates so much time to track struggled in 2024 on the football field like he did.
There is part of what you're talking about. Like, he did have to lose weight for track, and then football season starts, and he's got to gain it right back. Yeah. But it's not even that. Like, he played mostly, like, defensive end in high school. Like, the guy, like, really was had hardly played wide receiver when he shows up. And then he shows up to South Carolina right in the fall as his freshman year. So he doesn't really – he's practicing for, what, 1 month, 2 months? Okay, and then he goes right into track after that. Doesn't get a whole spring, then kind of just starts up. I mean, you can make an argument. He's like really practiced wide receiver for like two falls. That's it in his life. And so imagine you're a wide receiver coach and need to just teach this guy the intricacies of playing wide receiver, running routes, getting out of breaks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Catching the ball, like, these are little fundamental things that they just had to teach him and get him to perfect. And if he's out for an entire spring, it's hard to really hone in on those things. And so this entire spring and fall, they've been able to kind of work with him on all these little things, and then you're starting to really see it come together and click for him.
Jordan, both Cole and I are pretty high on this team, even though we know what they lost on the defensive side of the football last year. I think both of us predicted them going 8-4 this year. But if by the end of the season, South Carolina fans were disappointed in the result, let's say that's 7-5 or worse, what would you say would have been the Achilles heel of this team for most of the year?
Probably just losing close games. I think you can kind of point, maybe you could point to the defense. If they win 7 games, I would say, you know, the front did not surround Dylan Stewart with enough up front to really get to the quarterback. I mean, that's probably number one. Number two is the freshman wide receivers probably didn't progress as South Carolina thought. But also, like, I just think this team's going to be in a lot of close games, especially that stretch of, like, LSU, Oklahoma, Alabama, Ole Miss. And you look last year, and they were pretty much, like, 500 in those games. Actually, a little better. You know, you beat Clemson, beat Missouri, lose to Alabama and who's the other one? Oh, Alabama and LSU, lose to Illinois. So, I mean, they're right around 500 in that. But if you have one of those, you know, years from hell where it's you're losing all those games and someone's always kicking a last-second field goal against you, I mean, that's just tough, because I think the talent gap between South Carolina and a lot of these teams is going to be pretty slim, and they just have to pull out games as they did against, you know, Clemson last year.
We're joined by Jordan Kaye, the state newspaper who covers South Carolina for the state. Jordan, the game within the game. We've talked about this a lot for Clemson LSU on Saturday night, but for Sunday in Atlanta, what game within the game catches your eye, fascinates you the most?
The Dylan Stewart versus Kyren Drones is going to be fun to watch. I'm really curious. Virginia Tech had an entire offseason to prepare for Dylan Stewart. And now let's see it. Are they throwing double teams at him? Are they having a tight end help on every single play? I mean, what are they doing? Or are they just rolling out Kyren Drones to the opposite side of Dylan Stewart? And Drones is a guy who, you know, I think some of the coaches are comparing him to Lenora Sellers, probably not as an overall quarterback, but athleticism-wise and running-wise. And it's going to be fun to see, like, hey, how does Virginia Tech kind of use this Lenora Sellers-type player against Dylan Stewart? And that's going to be a fun matchup I am excited to watch.
Jordan, are you as bullish on this switch to the swoosh as some people are calling it? And can you do a quick power rank of the worst pieces of on-field apparel during the Under Armour days?
I don't know that I've seen enough to really have a huge take on it. I don't know the worst things that I've seen. And like Under Armour, I mean, they have put out decent jerseys. There were a lot of people saying last year, like, that throwback thing was awesome. No, I think it's a good move for South Carolina. Like, Nike brings a level of cachet and stuff like that. I don't necessarily buy into, like, I think Shane Beamer was saying yesterday that, you know, recruits asked about it. And like, I totally don't doubt that. I don't think a ton of people are making their college decision on whether it's an Under Armour or a Nike tool, maybe. But I don't see it. I think it's great for South Carolina. I think it's a better contract going forward for them. And you get a brand that, like, your players and coaches don't have to, like, apologize for. And I think that's a big thing of, like, they can walk into a living room and, like, feel confident. And they can tell a kid, yeah, we are Nike. Like, we are these things. Is that going to change a kid's mind? Maybe not, but you know, it is a pretty good, you know, ground to stand on.
Well, Jordan, I'll say this. This show is unaffiliated Nike Under Armour. If anybody wants to throw some sponsorship dollars at us, let's talk. But the most comfortable piece of golf apparel that I have, polo shirt, is an Under Armour shirt from a now defunct university here in the upstate.
Golly.
Better than my dry fit. Like, blows it out of the water.
Wow.
That's good stuff.
I went to Arizona State, and so I kind of got in on the Adidas bandwagon. So I rock a bunch of Adidas gear. It is a crazy thing where, like, I moved to Columbia, and I've never seen so much Under Armour gear in my life. Like, what college you support and what brand they're affiliated with, like, it matters. It's crazy, the psychology of it.
Jordan, peeking over the fence at the rival for South Carolina, looking at Clemson on Saturday night, from someone who covers South Carolina on a day-to-day basis, your thoughts on what happened Saturday night in Clemson?
I think Clemson gets it done. I really do. I just think at Clemson, Kate Klubnik's coming back. Peter Woods is an absolute monster. And LSU lost a lot of its offensive line. And you've got this really big, physical, experienced Clemson front that I think is going to cause problems for LSU. And I think Klubnik can kind of make him pay on the other end. I got Clemson probably pretty close. But, you know, that'll be an interesting storyline if LSU loses going forward.
Find him on Twitter at JordanK_23. Jordan, can we get you to participate in our upset picks challenge? I know this is kind of live on the air, and you don't know anything about it, but it's a weekly game where you try to pick a team that's an underdog to win outright. Can we get you to be a part of that?
Yeah, let's do it.
Awesome. Well, do this. I don't want to put you on the spot too bad, unless you're just happen to be ready to go, but your goal is to pick a betting underdog to win the game outright, and you can either give it to me right now, or you can text it to either Cole or myself, and we'll get you on the list.
Okay, they got to win outright.
I got to win outright.
I got to look a little bit.
Do it.
Okay.
I'll text you.
And then it gets really fun, Jordan, later in the season, especially if you don't have any points, right? So, like Diesel said, for every time you hit, for every time that team wins, you get that amount of points added to a rolling tally. So, we'll keep track of it, and we appreciate you as always, man.
Thank you, guys. Have a good one.
Absolutely.
Thanks, Jordan.
Jordan K., the state newspaper, always good stuff. And even the guy that covers South Carolina, Diesel, going with the Tigers on Saturday night.
That's a fascinating. And, you know, he doesn't have that affiliation. I didn't realize that Jordan was from went to Arizona State.
How about that?
That's awesome. When we come back, Cole, let's do a whip around the sports world, see what else is going on out there in our Daily Wires.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.